I'm Kyle Loebner, and this is our game preview for Pittsburgh and Northwestern on the College Hoops Pick and Rollout. The Big Ten ACC Challenge tips off on Monday with two games from that annual event's undercard, including Pittsburgh's trip to Evanston to face Northwestern. It's been a rough non-conference season for the ACC, with Louisville still looking for their first win of the season and Florida State nearly winless behind them. That's taken a little bit of the pressure off Pitt, but they're struggling too. They beat William and Mary at home on Friday to improve to 4-3 on the season, but all four of those wins have come against teams Ken Pomeroy ranked 300th or higher in the country. They also lost to West Virginia by 25 and Michigan by 31 in the season's opening weeks. The good news for Pitt is that they've gotten center John Hughley back after he missed three of the season's first four games. He's an efficient scorer inside and has finished in double figures in each of Pitt's last three contests, albeit against a pretty weak slate of opponents. When Hughley doesn't get the ball, Pitt spreads it around pretty evenly among a cast of regular contributors. Fifth-year senior and former Colgate guard Nelly Cummings isn't always the most efficient distributor, but he's averaging more than four assists per game. Northwestern, meanwhile, is coming off their first loss in one of the uglier games of the season, a 43-42 loss to Auburn in the finals of the Cancun Challenge on Wednesday. They played just seven players in that game and shot a combined 2 of 24 from 3. Before that contest, they had won 5 in a row, including an opening round win over Liberty in that same tournament and a win over Georgetown in the Gavitt Games. Through the first month of the season, Northwestern's calling card has been their defense, which Ken Pomeroy ranks as the 8th best in the country. They've only let one opponent score more than 54 points all season, and they're among the best in the country at an array of defensive skills like forcing turnovers, limiting offensive rebounds, blocking shots, and forcing opponents to shoot a low percentage. On offense, they'll lean heavily on their top two guards, Boo Booey and Chase Adige, who combine to take nearly 50% of their shots. Both are also pretty good distributors on the season, ranking among the top 100 guards in the country in assist rate. The X factor in this game is likely Pitt's ability to take care of the ball. They rank 267th in the country in turnover percentage on offense, coughing the ball up on more than 1 in 5 possessions. Northwestern, meanwhile, is one of the top 50 teams in the country when it comes to forcing turnovers. If they can limit Pitt's opportunities and force them to take bad shots, they could cruise to victory in this game. Neither of these teams are likely to be top contenders when the calendar flips over to conference play in a few weeks. The Big Ten's preseason media poll had Northwestern projected to finish 13th among 14 teams in that league, and the ACC's poll had Pitt 14th out of 15. Both of these teams would likely be better than that if their respective leagues were re-ranked today, however, and Northwestern might be much higher. That's our on-the-court preview of Pittsburgh and Northwestern. Up next, we'll have a look at the lines and trends on the College Hoops pick and rollout.
I'm Ryan Stevens, and welcome to this edition of the Pick and Rollout here on the Sports Betting Stack. Make sure you take a moment to subscribe here so you can follow along all season long. We're going to be taking a look at key matchups up and down the college basketball slate each and every day. You're going to hear from Kyle Loebner providing the breakdowns of the X's and O's, the Jimmys and Joes, and I'll be here to help provide some information from Vegas in terms of trends and betting lines. Let's dive into this ACC Big Ten Challenge matchup, our second of the day today. Pitt traveling to Welsh Ryan Arena in Evanston to take on the Northwestern Wildcats. This one's set for a 9 p.m. Eastern tip-off on ESPN2. This one opened with the Wildcats as an 8.5-point favorite. That is down to 7.5. Northwestern really battled hard last week in a loss to Auburn, a 43-42 slugfest. If you can slow down that Auburn offense, boy, it's going to be tough for a lot of teams to score against the Wildcats this year. Northwestern 5-1 so far this season, 4-2 against the spread, and they are 7-1 straight up in their last 8 home games. Pitt comes in off a win over William and Mary 3 nights ago. 4-3 so far on the season, 3-3-1 against the spread. This is their first true road game of the season. They're 2-6-1 against the spread in their last 9 road games, and 3-15 straight up in their last 18 road games. Hard to ignore those kind of trends. I guess a little bit of a lean here towards the Wildcats, especially if you can get it at that -7.5. Not surprisingly, after you hear that Auburn score, Northwestern has gone under the total in all 6 of their games this year. They've gone under in their last 5 home games as well. The over-under in this one opened at 127 and has actually gone up to 128.5. So Pitt, not exactly an explosive offense either. I think the under is a little too tempting to pass up in this one, just given the way that Northwestern has played so far this year. Going under that many games in a row, let's ride that streak and ride her till she bucks you, if you will. I'm Ryan Stevens. Thanks again for joining us here on the Pick and Rollout for Pittsburgh and Northwestern.